Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Isn't this how we caught a lot of organized crime people? Was by believing people who previously had been liars and flipped.
Well, I think that Mr. Cohen is a wee bit different, however. He is trying his best to reduce the amount of sentence he's going to get. And so you got to be somewhat concerned about whether or not what he says can be proved. If it can't be proved, you can't use it.
It essentially puts Congress, as you noted, into a bit of a question. The Democrats, do they continue to go forward? They're obviously going forward. But a lot of the things he alleges, aren't they going to be considered by district attorneys and AGs that the Mueller investigation is handing it off? In other words, areas that...
All over the southeastern states, every time he says another story, there's another prosecutory operation that suddenly has something to do. And believe me, this guy is full of information. The kind of things he has said about Trump are just outrageous. I've never heard a lawyer do that to a client.
Let
me go back, though, to the thing that gets people divided down the middle. Either this guy's an unrepentant liar and you can't trust anything he says, or what's he got to lose now? He's already lost everything, and now he has a clean breast. So you've defended people before. How do you sell either side of that case?
I always had a lot of trouble when I had a liar on the stands. A guy I know lies, but he's my client. I have no way to determine when he's telling the truth. And I got to tell you, I've not been able to convince the jurors at all times that he was telling them the truth. There has to be some independent, verifiable source unrelated to him. He is pointing in the direction of where the crime occurred. Somebody else has got to say, yes, the crime happened, and here are the facts, and I'm not part of the lying world.
Isn't that the job of the bookkeeper? Isn't that why they want to talk to Mr. Trump's financial man?
That bookkeeper is going to take the fifth, believe me. That bookkeeper is going to take the fifth. And if you ever watch The Godfather, you know that bookkeeper is going to take the fifth.
So where does this put the Democrats going on? Do they want to continue on this and have this be sort of a weekly show up on Capitol Hill?
Or no, Phil, they are looking forward to November of 2020. They want Trump alive and able to be vanquished.
So they do not want, they just, so the plan is to beat him up but not impeach him.
Keep him breathing. Don't let him seek asylum in Vietnam or North Korea or any other place.
And so now you get this whole raft of candidates. We got another one in the field this morning, Jay Inslee, the Washington governor. Where do you see them lining up on the question of how far impeach, how much effort? This is a fascinating time for the Democrats.
Well, you have noticed the leadership among Democrats, though, in the Congress are not calling on impeachment. They're not saying that. They're not even using that word. They're really laying out how awful this guy has been and will be potentially, and they want to demonstrate that to the voters and then have him in a position where he's so weakened that, in fact, we get not only the Congress in 2020, but we get the U.S. Senate.
So what you're basically saying is it's going to be continued just to use it as a punching bag, but really take no action.
Oh, I don't see it that way. I see it as pursuing information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.